Brenda Brochu is with the Friends of Ukraine Committee, and she joins us here in the studio. Brenda, thank you very much for joining us today. Just a little bit of an icebreaker, if I can, please. Just talk about the fact that, and get your comments about the fact that Peace River and area have opened up their hearts to Ukrainian refugees.
They certainly have. Thank you, Keith. Thank you for having me here. I'm a retiree. Some people in the audience might remember when I was the director of the women's shelter. Mm-hmm. I retired from that, but I've been working part-time at the Vision Learning Center, teaching English as a second language. And just as we were watching all of the horrible unfolding of the war in Ukraine on television, we started to get people coming to the learning center from Ukraine who wanted to learn English. And these were people fleeing the war, people who were allowed to leave. They would be older people, people 60 plus, mm-hmm. who had family in this area, or women with children, or women alone. This is who was coming and wanting to learn English. We started a whole new beginner class with 5 students from Ukraine and a couple of students from other places, meeting twice a week at the Learning Center. So that came to be known, and people came to me. I let them know that there were people in our community from Ukraine who were fleeing the war, who had to leave everything behind, and came basically with one suitcase each, and they wanted to know how they could help. Mm-hmm. What can we do? And so in the process of talking to various people, we came up with the idea of having a big Ukrainian dinner, mm-hmm. with pierogies and cabbage mm-hmm. rolls and the whole 9 yards. We're going to have turkey and ham and, mashed potatoes and gravy and, the whole thing, desserts.
Almost like a second Thanksgiving.
Yes, and we're going to try and raise some money so that each household gets some money. But we also are giving free tickets to all our newcomers from Ukraine so that we can meet them and welcome them and make them feel comfortable in Canada.
I know colleagues here in the office have got children whose fellow students are from the Ukraine, and mm-hmm. I can't even imagine what they're going through. But kids, adults, everybody who's fleeing the war, how difficult is this for not only the residents here of Peace River to open their hearts, but the people of Ukraine to ask for some help?
Well, yeah, they're very self-sufficient people. They're proud people, and they're amazing on the battlefield. But they don't have the usual supports of refugees here. A lot of people may not realize this. We call them refugees because they are fleeing mm-hmm. war and horrors. But we have a special program in Canada called the Canada-Ukraine Authorization for Emergency Travel. And it has some real benefits because, unlike a lot of the regular refugee program, you're not allowed to go back to your home country within 5 years if you're mm-hmm. accepted as a refugee here. Mm-hmm. So they can go back, and they don't have to go through all of the delay that's involved in the regular refugee program, where a sponsor has to put together enough money to support you for a year before the application can even go forward. And then there's sometimes a 2 or 3 year wait before the application is processed. They waive the fees for application. They try to process the applications within 2 weeks. So they get people here, but there's no guaranteed funding, no living expense funding, other than a one-time grant. And it's $3,000 per adult, and half that much per child. And that doesn't last too long. not when a war is grinding on this way. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them are, they're looking for work. Some of them are fortunate enough to have found work, but not all of them. There are at least 5 over 60 mm-hmm. in this area, and they didn't have the opportunity to learn English at school. When they went to school, the Soviet Union was controlling Ukraine, and nobody mm-hmm. had the chance to learn English. Mm-hmm. So they're here over 60 and are just learning the rudiments of English right now. So some of those are dependent on their families for support. They're babysitting their grandchildren, which they enjoy. But it's not the kind of life they're used to. But there are, winter is coming up. Not all of them would have winter clothing. And you know, there are many needs that you have when you come with just one suitcase.
Do you know how many refugees are in the area?
My best guess is between 25 and 30. Besides the ones that we've come in contact with at the Learning Center, and it's quite a few, there is an employer in the area who has hired four, I believe, Ukrainian men. And because of, you know, confidentiality, employers are not allowed to give out confidential information about their employees. All I know is that there's four, that three of them have families, and they may have, you know, left Ukraine before the war broke out, or they may have some other kind of exemption. Fathers with more than three dependent children are exempt from military service, and I think President Zelensky right now is in the process of approving fathers with three dependent children to leave. So anyway, we're trying to get free tickets to our dinner. We've got a dinner planned for October 22nd at Weberville Hall with the cabbage rolls and pierogies. We want them to come, and we want to meet them and welcome them to Canada.
You mentioned 25 to 30 refugees possibly in the area. Do you have any idea?
I know 25 at least.
Okay.
I just don't know how many family members. Like, I don't know how many children these four men have. Three of them have wives, I know for sure. And one of them has a child, at least one.
Yes, yeah. I was going to ask, do you know, or do you think you know, that each one is being taken care of, or there's still... strays, for lack of a better term. I do apologize for that term.
There are most of the people in our area from Ukraine, yeah, they would have relatives, they would have friends or acquaintances, that they would have known, or they would have an employer. So they would have some kind of connection that way. But you can imagine what it would be like to go to a country that speaks a different language and start all over again. The Learning Center has really facilitated some of them getting to know each other. But the ones that aren't coming there, I guess if there's four in one workplace, they would certainly get to know the other families that work there. But there will be more coming in all likelihood. I went online today, and the government has updated its statistics to the 2nd of October, so just a week ago. And we had 98,000 and some in Canada so far, but more than 600,000 have applied to come under this program, and 290,000 have been approved. So there will be a lot more coming to Canada. That's about 10 times. If the number of applicants reflects, you know, the number that will ultimately be approved, and not very many are rejected. That's 10 times the number of Syrians who came here during when we had a special program for Syrians.
Can Peace Region residents still get involved with possibly taking in or possibly helping out with the Ukrainian refugees that are in the area?
Yes. I'm in the process of getting a few more details on how this works, but I think there is a place you can go online and offer to take a family into your home or two families. And, you know, for the period of time that they need the support until they're employed or something like that. So we have a family like that in this area that has taken in two families. Another one, it's mainly through acquaintances and that sort of thing. But that can happen. Also, employers can register with the federal government's Jobs for Ukraine program. Yeah, so those are some ways that they can get involved. We are going to have a silent auction at the dinner, so people who come can bid. The ticket price is $60 because we want to raise a little money. That's more than it costs to put the dinner on. And there will be a donation box, too. Any checks should be made out to the Peace River Rotary Club Ukrainian Fund. And they could be dropped off... with Brent, the manager at Friesen's. He's the president of the Rotary Club, and he's forwarding all the money to the appropriate bank account.
Okay. Brenda Brochu. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your interest.